We are all speechless here. Was this an episode of CSI or Vanderpump Rules? There was audio tape. Oh my gosh, let's talk about it. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, that's good.
It's a new sound.
Ooh, new JT.
Who doesn't
new
love
JT.
It?
New JT. How good.
The body
new
roll.
Year.
Body roll. Woo!
New year. New year.
Better when you're up in the club.
Yeah. Okay, so it is a new year. Welcome back. Vanderpump Rules is new.
Yes.
JT is new.
Oh, my goodness.
This episode, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything crazier.
No, so no new cheating.
Oh my gosh, so much to talk about. I can't. Who isn't cheating? I mean,
no one.
We know.
Well, that's because I'm single.
Anyways, let's do a quick introduction. We're so happy to be back with you guys. Thank you so much for joining along. Join in on the live chat. We've got it popped up, so just go on in the conversation. I am Teague Julie Panko. You can find me at TeagueDP. And to my left,
I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach.
Hey, everyone. I'm Sarah Cirio. You can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Cirio.
Hey, guys. I'm Stacey Olivas. You can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
Amazing.
Cheaters never prosper.
No.
Can you just say that?
No. Yeah, cheaters never prosper. We will get there. Let's start at the top because we are going to go crazy when we get there. Audio. Wow.
It's just speechless.
I'm speechless, but let's go to the top. So first we see Lala is back at Sir. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm so excited to have her back. Like, she brought the zinger.
She did.
I mean, she made everybody at this table gasp. Like,
yes.
hater or love her, she made the jaw drop.
Yes.
And that's what she does.
That's what she does. The last episode when she said, I'm a pop her, I'm like, Lala!
She just came back with this new, like, attitude.
Fire.
Is it because she has an older man now with money or something?
Probably.
Well, she had him last season, but now
can, like
own him.
She hooked him a little bit more?
She's like, you still have a ring, but you're still mine.
Yeah. I think it's funny when she's
something.
When she said, I think it's funny when she's always like, oh, yeah, control your man. I'm like, girl, you just got control of that guy.
I know. Yeah, I think it's funny.
The way you did it, I'm not sure.
Don't be a little cocky.
I'm glad she's back. I like her. Sure, she maybe takes it a little bit too far sometimes, but
I think she
had a good second chance.
Yeah.
Because before she was a little,
I mean,
with all the girls.
Mm-hmm. And from a producing standpoint, I mean, she's pretty good to have on the show because if you want anybody to spill the tea or spill the gossip, she is like, I'll do it. Yep, here's the audio.
I know.
You know, I mean, that's Lala. So.
She's like, you talk crap to me, I'm going to bring it.
I know.
I'm going to, like, stab you in the heart with
it.
She brought it.
She brings it always.
She had two scenes, and one was begging for Lisa, and once she got back in, she's like, and so-and-so kissed another girl.
Yeah.
She, like, came ready with the tea.
Yeah, she's got the tea, like, steeping always. Okay, so Lala's back, and that's, you know, love it or hate it, that's something we're going to have to get used to. And I mean, I think it's great because she actually keeps it real and she has no filter. And
she does.
She adds some fun stuff to these episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so then we see Lisa, and she's worried about getting into, what she calls it, getting into bed, doing business with Tom Schwartz after this whole cheating thing with Katie.
Yeah.
And, you know, his excuse of this whole scandal is that he just blacked out. Do you think that's a good excuse?
I mean, look, when you're in college, you black out.
Yes,
when you're 30
right?
years old and you're married and your wife is at home, like, there's no more blacking out. Like, you put a ring on it. There's no more. You don't accidentally make out with a girl at a club because you blacked out. Like, at some point, we got to let go of college and, like, realize we're a big boy now. Let's put on our big boy boxers and take accountability for our actions.
Like, you shouldn't even be getting into that predicament. Like, you shouldn't be in that setting, nor, like, tempted.
I know,
like
and
that.
I like
I don't even get blackout drunk anymore.
Mm-mm. No. But the absence does get you a little blacked out. I'm not going to lie. I'm just kidding. I tried it early in my 20s. Not now.
I don't think it was absent that day. He said he was just at the bungalow.
No, he was just out.
Drinking. He was just hanging out.
And I like how he thought, like, what Katie was saying is how he, like, can't do the guys' nights or the dinners. It's like, no, like, you can still do that by all means, but you just have to have a new, I don't know, like, outlook on it than before. But I feel like, wouldn't he have thought that way when they were dating? Because they were, like, more serious? I don't know.
You know, I just really didn't love the way he responded to the whole thing. Like, he really wasn't that sorry.
No.
And Katie's a super cool chick, and she's... And, you know, I know you guys were kind of talking before the episode, like, when she was, like, kind of brushed it off, like, you know, that's kind of dumb stuff. Like, I kind of am on her side about that. I think it's kind of dumb. Like, okay, you made out with a guy. You made out with a girl. We're married. But, like, don't do that. But, like, it's kind of dumb stuff.
I like the way that she approached Lala. Like, there wasn't a lot of talk. Like, it's like, I heard a rumor. I'm coming to your face, and I'm going to be like, you're talking about my relationship. You're talking about my man. Like, let's hash this out. Mm-hmm. I like that she had the balls to go up to Lala, and they hashed it out right away. And I think I'm on your side with this. Like, yes, they're married. Yes, they're in a relationship, but it's a rumor. Like, at the same time, like, there is no proof. Yeah, he doesn't remember it. There are no photos. There's no audio. Like, not to say that I'm defending him, because I'm not, and I think he probably did do it.
Yeah.
But when it is a kiss and it's in Vegas and there's really no proof of it other than what this one girl who's talked smack about you all last season is saying, like, the validity isn't exactly there, so I can understand her kind of turning the other cheek.
I don't get it. I would have... No. Sorry. Go.
No. But would you have divorced him? No.
Yeah, I don't think it's grounds for breaking up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess she just accepted...
Like, what does she do at this point?
Yeah, I guess she just accepted it because she's like, well, he's done it before. What more do I expect of him? You know? But it's like... He's cheating. Like, he's cheated on you. Do you not think he's taking it any further with these girls and just kissing them? I don't know. Like, I would just be skeptical. I wouldn't trust him.
I think they're all just so used to, like, the word cheating and hearing right. like, someone nothing cheating. And that is just, like, nothing to them. I feel like Katie has matured, though.
Yeah.
I feel Katie has matured with everything, like you said, when she went to talk to Lala and tried to be, like, level-headed and just, you know, have a back-and-forth conversation. And I feel like Tom kind of needs to get on the level that she's on.
Yeah.
And they can still understand each other, but he... Maybe he didn't do anything. You never know. But I think he still needed to kind of know the magnitude of what... He like, really didn't seem sincere.
No.
If it just, you know, came from a place of that, then I think...
Yeah. He just jokes a lot, which I think is actually hilarious. Like, I think his jokes are very funny.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, when you have, like, people watching this that, like, just need to hear you just apologize and just, like... Yeah. You know, can you just, like, be cool and nice about this and, like, we're not... You know, I'm not going to, like, forgive you right away as an audience member. Yeah. You Take know, like, I need you to be like, I love you, Katie. Like, you are my wife forever. I need you to say that just so I'm like, okay, fine. I'm cool with them still being together.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really do that on camera. He's kind of just like, you know, it's not really a big deal. I was blocked out. I need a little bit more from that.
He also didn't, like, deny it, which I thought was strange, too. Like, he's just like, well, I probably just blacked out. Like, there was also no, like... Like, there's just zero accountability. Like, he's like, oh, well, like, I was a bad dog. Spank me and, you know, put me in the cage for a bit. Like at some point, like, I don't know. I need him to, like, be the 30-year-old man that he is.
Yeah. Right. Just, like, own it. And if you did it, you did it. Or just if you don't know, just still kind of own it, you know?
Right. Like, do you guys think, like, a lot of people attack these couples, too, and, like, create all these, like, cheating rumors and stuff because they're on the show?
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe she's just like, wow, maybe this is something else to just add to the... Maybe it's not even true. I mean... Maybe it's a part, like, something that was added by the producers.
It's a rumor. There's no proof. There's no validity. Again, I think he probably did do it.
I think so, too. And if he did not... He really didn't deny it. I mean...
He didn't. He just didn't...
Remember?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't deny it, so that kind of makes me feel like it probably happened. But hey,
some people are cool with it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Brittany. Katie is a cool chick. She does not, like, you know, blow things up, but, you know, he's really lucky. So, anyways.
I think Katie blows things up all the time.
She does.
I mean, not this
but
season.
But when it comes to, like,
I
definitely feel like she
has.
Is
out of the story when the now.
But that's like, I'm saying. Katie's. She's kind of, like, matured and dialed it down.
Yeah. You're right.
She's
you're
definitely
so right.
grown up a
But
lot.
Maybe if it keeps happening, we'll see that Tequila Katie, like you
come
were saying.
Back,
come back. Exactly. Exactly. Right.
I don't know.
Okay, so on to the next. Stassi. I would like to say she did a great job at Guillermo's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't you guys think? And Lisa agreed.
Yeah.
I thought she did awesome.
I liked the guest book, how you had to take, like, a photo and add, like, a personal touch. Like, I thought that was, I mean, hey, she impressed me with her Pinterest skills.
Yeah, she's making a comeback. She's like, I have to impress them, and
she's like,
I am.
Look, I'm past 25. I got to do this Pinterest thing.
Let's go.
Got to get a real hustle going.
Pin it. Yes. Save them.
Yeah, no, I honestly, I was pretty impressed with her. And I'm happy that she's going to continue working with Lisa, so.
Yeah. Yeah, just not for her dog's birthday
party. Right, yeah, too much pressure.
She's not there.
I don't think I would, yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
Dog's parties are all in.
Yeah, all in. okay, so then, should we get into it? The Rob.
Yes.
And Sheena.
Yes, we should, because that's so exciting. Okay,
so, all right. So, Rob, who is the new boyfriend of...
New boo. New
with the homeowner. Sheena.
not a homeowner. Oh, that was a rental. That was a rental. There was no furniture. There weren't even cups in the cabinet.
You think that was a rental?
I don't even know if that was a rental. That was like an Airbnb for filming this weekend.
You think?
Right?
You don't think that was...
What does he do again?
She makes videos.
He's a producer, host, and he runs a children's charity. Like, I'm sorry. All three of those things are on my resume, and I have a house about like, let's be real.
Right, yeah. Not really sure how that happened.
I don't.
So first, should we talk about the dinner?
Sure.
Because I think the dinner is funny. This is before we hear about everything that went down.
Yes.
So Sheena invites Tom and Ariana over. And, I mean, Sheena is just queen of making everything look, like, perfect. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, that's Sheena. You know, mm-hmm. she needs everything to be
picture perfect. Her life is an Instagram filter.
Right. And I thought that they were kind of cute interacting.
They're cute.
But it felt a little bit, like, a little bit forced. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Like, what do you mean? She's definitely more for it than he is. That's obvious.
Yeah, she was all over him. And he's like, what is this? Who are you?
She loves, like, she could be a real housewife.
Yeah.
Like, I think she wants that role.
She's for that.
She wants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She would do it.
Well, and then I just thought it was funny that she said, oh, well, we can't technically get married for, I don't know how many.
Till July.
Till July. Are you kidding me?
She has a countdown. She has, like, an app on her phone. She said that counts down the day until...
Which I get that, but, like, don't freak that guy out.
She does not need an app that counts down to her divorce date. She needs a therapist. Like, she needs to work through some issues because she's, like, need of being in a relationship. I mean, it's a little codependent.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think she's really wanting love so bad.
Like, I want
to going from guy to guy to guy to guy.
I do, too. I want to like her, too.
I want to like her so much, but it's just, like, when there's no authenticity, yes, and you have to like over paint how gorgeous, like, this is my boyfriend and this is his house in Beverly Hills and we're so happy and we're gonna get married soon.
Our house,
and you're getting dessert and sex tonight. It's like, calm down,
everyone. That was so awkward.
Well, the funniest part is when Tom said, what did he say?
He's like, can
we be on that level? And then she doesn't respond. And then he says it again. Can we be on that level? He's like dropping hints like, please. That was absolutely hilarious.
She just doesn't respond.
That's absolutely hilarious.
She's
I just thought that whole, I mean, it looked like a very cool dinner, and I think I love that guy too. I mean, he looks like who wouldn't like a guy like that? He's got a great personality. Yeah. He's, you know, cute and older.
Seems to go with the flow.
Airbnb app.
He seems really cool. Yeah, he knows how to rent out an Airbnb. Yeah,
that was totally show. I agree with you.
He knows how to get chefs to come on and do pro bono to get Bravo TV time. Mm-hmm. Let's be real.
Exactly.
No, honestly, it felt a little bit staged. But hey.
Yeah, I think it was super staged.
But hey, you know. Okay, so
I like him, though.
I do. Oh, my God. I love him. Yeah. I just, like, feel like I just wish Sheena would just pump the brakes for, like, a sec. Like,
She really just needs to appreciate being patient.
She needs, like, some time with herself.
And,
right.
Like, alone time. She needs to, like, you know, do Wild, like Reese Witherspoon. She needs to, like, do that. She needs to go to Nantucket. She needs, like, something.
Yes.
Like a wellness retreat.
Yeah, for sure.
And just, like, I'll tweet her some links.
Tweet her some links.
Maybe do, like, a makeup-free,
some meditation.
Like,
work on your career.
You know?
Like, I don't know.
She's in Vegas.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so I think that was big
that
to move away. Yeah. So I was like, that's good for her, leaving the
guy. Maybe she'll find a husband in Vegas. It's easier out there.
It is.
Everybody
is
does it.
Yeah.
Elvis will officiate it.
Yeah, she can get married in a blink of an eye.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
True love happens in Vegas.
When that day comes, she's at the altar.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. I can't.
Britney Spears status.
Okay, so then we see Lala and Ariana. And they are, they're hanging out.
Shopping.
They're shopping. They got matching jackets for the housewarming party. I actually like them. They've kind of got a cute little friendship.
Yeah.
They do.
That seems real. Ariana confides in Lala. Mm-hmm. You know, she's having a little bit of an issue with Tom. And then I just thought the funniest part of this whole interaction was when Lala said she's sick of guys leaving healthy, happy relationships and homes to sleep with other girls. I'm sorry. Is that not what happened with you? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, weren't you in his wife's bed?
Did
she break? Wait, I have a question. Did she break up the marriage?
It hasn't been confirmed.
But
they were separated. You know, like how everybody's separated when they cheat.
Right.
I mean, that's what happened to Brandi Glanville. Ask Sheena.
Oh my gosh, it all comes full circle to this show.
Absolutely full circle.
Coming back to you.
Oh my gosh.
You cheat, man. That's coming full.
It happened.
Yeah. I just feel like.
How did I get inside you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Where did my rap go?
Okay, and another thing that I thought was crazy about this interaction was Ariana talked about her self-esteem issues, which I thought were so, I thought that was so surprising because every time I've ever seen Ariana, I mean, I think she is a confident, beautiful, stunning. Yeah. She's got an incredible body. To hear her say that, I was like, oh my God, like, she must be really, she must have really been affected by that past relationship, she said. You know, she
for a guy to seriously say those things to her,
say cellulite?
Is so he's messed up on what another level.
He's that insecure within himself to have to project that onto somebody else. And I have to say, like, for me, and we talked about this where I said she was a little bitchy in the last episode. And I have to say, like, I actually liked her in this episode.
I like her.
Like,
she's
I liked that authenticity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, you won me over. Yeah. I'll give it to you.
Like, I think she will actually have, like, a deep conversation with the person. Like, I feel like everyone else is kind of, like, surface level. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my God, where'd you get your outfit? But she's, like, real. Yeah. Me personally, I think that was a little bit more real than the other cast members.
Yeah, she really, she was vulnerable this episode, and I respected that.
But to me, I find it interesting that she has those insecurities after dating Tom for so long. I feel like, would you not have those, like, feelings at the beginning of the relationship? Do you know what I mean?
Well, right. Well, she said
she said that, like, at the beginning she thought that she was so, like, she was so caught up in it that she didn't think about it. Whereas now that they've settled into the relationship. But I feel like this is where, like, you need to have that conversation with your boyfriend. And this is where Tom needs to, like, be understanding and respectful of his girlfriend. And, like, you work through these things together. Again, we need to see a therapist.
I need to get a therapist on this show.
We need a couples therapist. We need, like, a personal, interpersonal therapist. Mm-hmm. Like, I have some referrals, girl. I'll tweet you.
Yeah. I just thought that was, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
But it was a very real conversation, and I appreciated Lala and Ariana in that moment.
Right. Yeah. I think they're cool. And I think they're cool together.
Yeah.
Cute little matching jackets. Okay. So now, to juicy, but not the juiciest. Okay, so Brittany and Kristen tell Sheena about Rob kissing a girl at Toca Madera. And how crazy is it that Sheena legitimately cannot even, like, she can't even think that something would not be perfect in her life. So she's like, no, that would never happen. That is not true. She doesn't even want to know.
Isn't that crazy? Reaction? Like, how do you react that way? Like, denial.
She didn't want details. Yeah, she's like,
stop. I trust him more than you.
Details, nothing. She didn't want to hear anything. She's like,
I would ask for details, like, right off the bat.
Yeah, right, for sure.
Give me her number. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call this waitress. You're talking about my man? Let's handle this right now.
Right, of course.
Get her on FaceTime.
But that, you know what? It almost makes me feel like she thinks it's true because she doesn't even want to dig. Yeah. She doesn't want to dig because she doesn't want to hear 100%. That it's true.
And she doesn't want it to be a storyline on camera. I think that's why she shut it down
so
quick.
She's smart to break up that fantasy she has in her mind. Like, nope, I'm going to marry him. We're going to have the nice house in Beverly Hills.
She's like, if I don't give it attention, it's not going to get camera time.
Yes. She's very smart. I mean, what she features on the show, she's pretty much planned out, it feels like.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people get dragged in the mud, you know, Jax.
She'll either, like, continue to talk about it when not asked, and she'll just, you'll see her like she was with Stassi, just talking about things.
Right.
But, yeah, I just feel like she got too, like, defensive.
Right.
And when that happens, It's just she kind of probably had a feeling of like, oh, this could be true, but I'm not going to show it.
Right, exactly. And, well, let's talk about the Instagram post that she posted today, probably an hour ago.
Yeah.
She said that Rob is one of the most loyal men that I've ever met, and he never left her side that night that the so-called incident took place at Toca Madera. And then also there was an interview with Us Weekly in December. And she confirmed that they're not dating right now. But it looks like they're still close friends. And she cited that they're not dating because of career. They just couldn't make it work. But then also, she told Page Six in December that she thinks that they'll eventually get married one day.
I mean, she's always going to think she's going to get married one day. Like,
no, to him.
I know. But,
I mean, I just thought that was interesting.
I think there are a few more marriages in her future.
You think so?
I just feel like, she could.
Is it like every boyfriend you want to marry?
Yeah.
Is that how it is? Like, I date you, I'm going to marry you.
Yeah, I think that's how it is for her. I honestly feel like if someone else came along and was, like, so about it, then I think she'd be so about it.
Yeah.
And keep, like, the guy in the back of her head for, like, when the next marriage person doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I get. And if that's not her, I wouldn't know any better.
Yeah. If you're that confident in your relationship, then a stupid little rumor doesn't need to be denied so many times. Like, you don't need to bring it up again and, like, do an Instagram post of you guys together. Like, who cares? Like, if it's not true, then it's a rumor. You don't even acknowledge it and it goes away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I feel like since he's been her friend for so long, she's like, oh, I automatically just trust him.
Yeah.
Like, he's not like that.
But it's like you were friends. I don't know.
Also, if you're saying that, I just feel like it's a little bit contradicting for her to say that she thinks that she'll marry him one day, but you guys are, like, not dating right now because of career things. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, if I'm going to marry someone, if I know I'm going to marry someone, why would I not date them right now?
Why would you make it work and just...
Yeah, because, I know I'll marry you, so, like, we're dating, but, like, maybe we're in different states, but, like, we're together.
She has until July.
She's going to ride it out.
She's taking...
She's like, all right, July 2nd, let's do this.
Yeah. Crazy. And so I just,
let's do it, Rob.
I think it's crazy how she doesn't even really ask him. I mean, she said at the party, like, oh, we're just crying emojis.
But it's like, I just...
You don't even want to, like, investigate?
You just gotta acknowledge, maybe, if it's true, if it's not true, but you gotta talk about it, have, like, a conversation, not just a one-sided thing. And I think these people need to appreciate the girlfriends that do come up to them and tell them these things.
Oh, totally.
Because they could not tell them at all.
She was mad at them.
Kristen tweeted
during the episode that someone was going to bring it up at the party, but she decided to bring it up to her beforehand to be like, hey, this is going to come out. I want to address it with you because I'm your friend.
Yeah, I want to be a good friend.
And you have to have respect for your friend that's going to do that for you. You can't just be like, no.
Right, exactly. I thought that was big of them, and she was not happy with them.
Kristen was so funny with that.
Yeah, that was actually... I love Kristen.
We need more Kristen.
Yeah, we have to have Kristen. Is she just, like, this mature, like,
she's
ready
just,
to get
like,
married?
She's just, like, in love now,
But she's not saying she's ready for marriage, and she's not doing all
that.
Yeah,
but it seems
she's,
like...
She's, like, taking her time.
It seems like she's in the most serious relationship.
Who would have thought she would be the most stable?
Yeah. Who knew?
Good for her.
Get it, girl.
Good for her.
Yeah, crazy. Okay, so then we get to the homewarming party. Which is, first of all, I think just personally a bad idea. I mean,
that was wild.
That was asking for drama. Yeah.
It started
out cute.
If you're sleeping with him, if he cheated on you and you continue to sleep with him, regardless if it's, you know, breakup sex, whatever you want to call it, like, if you're still sleeping with him and then you're still going to have this party at your home together, like, this is why he thinks it's okay.
Yeah,
because
right.
you don't have enough self-respect for yourself to, like, be like, no, this is not acceptable. We're not going to have a house. But, like, she went and she did her thing with her girls. And it's like, good. Good for you. Go do your thing with your girls. But don't have a party. Like, then it makes it seem like it's okay and what he did isn't that bad. And honestly, what repercussions has Jax had to face?
There's none. No consequences when it comes to that. Like, he doesn't know.
Oh, do you think she's just accepting Jax now, though? Like, oh, he's just a douchebag. Like, she'll fight with him, but she's just
accepted.
That's who he is, you guys. Then what else do you expect?
Brittany should move out. They should not be living together.
Well, it sucks because she clearly loves him, and she fell in love with a guy that she isn't actually who, you know, he actually is. And so she's like, she wants him to be the same, but he is actually horrible.
Yeah.
He's so mean.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like try to redeem himself and like get on his hands and knees and like kiss her feet and like, I love you, I'll do anything. He's like actually mean.
Yeah, did you guys see that one part where he was talking to Carter and he was like, yeah, I love Britney so much, and then she shows, this is why I think he's an abusive, because then she shows up and he's just like a total douche to her and mean to her, but then he's nice about her to other people. Be nice to her. Treat her well. Right. Other people
feel like they just haven't really sat down and talked about it, just the two of them, so he can hear her out and she can hear him out. And I don't think that's happened. So they probably have so much aggression towards each other that...
Like, look, you're not going to change. You're not going to change at 40. When you're a 40-year-old man, like, you're not going to. You're a 40-year-old man. And your girlfriend lets you go and fool around, and your friends are accepting of it, and nobody's holding you accountable. Like, you're not going to change.
Yeah,
and he's not going to change. I mean, we'll probably see him again cheating
on the next girl. You think? Or her?
He's still with her.
Yeah, she's still with him. According to the audio, that's not who he's going to put.
But they're still together.
Yeah, they are still together.
I just cannot.
I just don't think his friends don't say it's wrong. Like, they just take it as a joke, like how James just brought that cake. It's like you really are not a good guy.
Right.
But it's like, ha-ha.
But it's okay.
Like, it's a joke.
Yeah. It's Jack.
But he's my friend, so I feel awkward. It's like, no, you should really have, like, a heart-to-heart with your friend and be like, this is not right.
Right.
And if they're like, oh, it is, then maybe just, like, drop him as a friend or just don't talk to him.
Yeah, you don't take him out for drinks and, like, continue to, like, hang out with him and have good... Like, at some point, you're like, look, you screwed up. You need to make this right. Like, as a good friend, that's what you do.
Everyone appreciates Britney so much that it's like, why would it...
But Jax isn't remorseful. That's, like, the thing. We need a therapist because this guy's, like, a narcissist. He has no remorse. His thing is, how do I get it and fix out... How do I... fix this situation? Like, it's not like, oh, I'm so sorry, like, I can't believe I did that. It's like, how do I fix it now
so I can do it again?
Yeah, because I'm just, I need attention.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, he just wants to, like, a band-aid. He's just gonna put a band-aid on it
and then do it again. Yeah, he just wants attention. And he's like, what did he say? He would be with animals.
Yeah, he said he would. Yeah
lock up your cats and your dogs, y'all.
I cannot. Okay, so should we get to the juiciest thing that's happened this season?
Probably.
Lala, thank you for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you, Lala.
She has audio, which apparently was from Faith that got to James. James gave it to Lala, and there is legitimately audio, which I'm hoping we get to hear.
I hope we get to hear it, or it gets leaked or something.
Yeah, it was like muffled on camera. It said like you couldn't hear what exactly was going on. Hopefully, I mean, Bravo, let's figure it out. Okay, it's an iPhone audio. I think we can like hopefully.
Well, I mean, I think that might be like a legal issue though. Like, you're not allowed to record somebody if they're
if they don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that is absolutely true.
So they might not be able to air it for
that's a really
legality.
Good point. So they probably have to go to Jax, and Jax is gonna say he doesn't want it to be heard.
Oh yeah,
right.
So,
well, I don't know. He's such a narcissist. He might,
and then he might come out with a statement being like, "I'm so sorry."
Prediction: we're gonna hear it at the reunion.
It has to be on YouTube somewhere.
We're gonna hear it at the reunion
eventually. Like, or the reunion.
I mean,
or
the reunion. It's great publicity.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, it's real.
The audio is
gonna
come out at the reunion. Wait for it.
Okay, so first of all, it's just also Faith. What? I can't.
Like, she's still trying to be on this show.
That's how crazy Faith is that she brought an audio recorder. I mean, her phone probably, but like, literally, what?
She had a conversation. She was after something, and she did every single thing
and
she could.
And so, to clarify, what we're talking about is the audio that has Jax telling Faith after they had hooked up that he doesn't plan on ever marrying Britney. And so apparently Britney heard that at the party. We're assuming that that's the part that she heard. And then she runs in and obviously horrible. So, I mean, I also think that Jax probably will end up marrying Britney. So I kind of
think so?
When you're hooking up with someone else, when he's with Faith, of course he's going to say
when she's allowing that. Something. Like, Stassi didn't allow it. She dumped him. He didn't marry her. Mm-hmm. But if his wife is going to allow that and she's going to turn the other cheek, like, you know, be like, hey, I won. She lets me have my cake and eat it too.
I just really hope that she realizes that every girl thinks they can change someone.
Not
going to
change.
And it's just
not
like,
Jack Taylor. He's 40. He's not going to change.
38, but pretty much 40.
You can't change them. You can.
After 35, you're 40. Done.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're 50, pretty much.
You're done.
You're done. You're cooked. That's
not. Put a fork in you, you're done.
So, no. And also, this whole saga, I mean, the preview for next week seems like the best. It's probably going to be the best episode of
yeah,
the season.
Yeah.
Yes, because, okay.
What? You go.
No,
you go.
Because Tom is like getting mad at Ariana for doing
right,
this.
Right, for
just
doing
like,
that. It's ew, not, no.
Like, why not get mad at Jax for saying it in the first place?
Yeah, she right. was like, why are you going to stick up for your friend when you know that he was wrong?
Exactly.
It's like, you have to know when enough is enough.
Right.
Like, it's enough. It's been enough for a while.
Because you guys are all cheaters. Like, they're all shady.
No, I
like,
know.
Come
it's,
on. I
that's
mean, all
theme
those dudes
of the season.
That guys wouldn't, good guys would not hang out with them.
No, the theme of this season is definitely cheating, and cheating has become normal in this group of friends, and it's, you know,
it's
so.
It's accepted, it's tolerable, we'll get through it. Like
but I liked when Ariana says that she was, like, going crazy, and she's like, we should just break up!
Yes.
And Tom, I'm like, okay, fine, maybe
I was
Tom.
Like, yes, you should. Yeah, you should yeah. just break up.
Because, yeah, I think they need, like, just a second
all
away from
those guys
other.
Need a, just, like, a punch in the face or something of like yeah. wow, this is real life,
right?
But then again, I don't know if they'd understand it, because no. they'd be like, no, we still have each other, like we have our bromance, like we'll be fine. And so
because
I'm like
girls
on
probably
the
fall all over them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
no, but no guys, no we're gonna put an end to this.
We got to yeah. we have got to. So anyways, next week looks absolutely incredibly juicy.
Insane.
Do we want to say some predictions, what we think is going to happen next week?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Okay.
Prediction
time. Okay, Stacey.
Me, I think. You know what? I don't even know what's going to happen, because I think Brittany's going to stay. I think Ariana's going to get pissed at Tom, probably leave him for a little bit, yeah. come back. I think everyone's going to stay together. And I think Lala's just going to keep on bringing some more juicy stuff. Hopefully, we get audio of that.
Yeah.
Or that. Tape of Faith. Ugh, I would love to see that. I want to hear it
right?
now.
I know.
I want it so bad.
Yeah. I think everyone's going to stay together.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
Well, we know.
Instagram.
I mean, let's be real. I hope, so I'll say this is a prediction. I want Brittany to realize something based off of things that I've seen. It's not going to happen, but that is a prediction that I just like, no, it's a hope. It's more of a hope than a prediction.
It's a hope.
But that's it, really. It's going to be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody's going to change. It's going to be the same thing. I agree with you. I think Tom and Ariana are going to take a break. They're going to get back together by the end of the season. I don't think we'll hear the audio recordings until the reunion. Someone's going to bring them out. Mm-hmm. By that point, Bravo will have cleared the legality. Jax will have given permission because he's a total narcissist and he wants everybody to hear it. Yeah, I like Lala this season. I like how
I
she's
too,
kind of
actually.
Like, she's going to pop it. You, and she better.
She's going to pop you.
Yeah, yeah,
I was like,
pop
girl,
you.
What?
Like,
yeah, she will bring the drama and just
yeah,
work
with her rat tail.
And oh, yeah.
Rat tail.
Gosh,
the
rat tail. I just don't agree with the rat tail,
so,
personally.
At least she's herself, you guys. Like,
she
she's
really
kind of,
is.
I mean, I don't know if she's
I think she's real.
Yeah.
I really
think she's
do.
Just like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
This is cool.
I like you, Lala, but let's not bring the rat tail back.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, anti rat tail.
Yeah.
So other things that are going on yeah. in the Vanderpump Rules world, which mm-hmm. we thought we should talk about. First, this is sad. Jax mm-hmm. Taylor's dad has passed away, mm-hmm. and that happened over the holidays. So we were actually supposed to have Rachel O'Brien, one of Stassi's good friends, in on the show tonight, but she is with
yeah, a lot of them
Stassi.
Went up.
Yeah,
that
a lot of them
nice.
went to yeah, the funeral, and so that was just one thing to keep you in the loop. And then
was Jax close to his dad?
It seemed like
it. Seems like it. Yeah.
It seems like
I mean,
they
regardless
were close.
If you went, like, it's still sad. Like, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Sorry.
Yeah, and around the holidays, that's always tough.
It always around the holidays.
I know. Really, really sad.
Yeah.
And then we have kind of another just, you know, funny little thing. Stassi just keeps giving us news. So Stassi posted on Insta. She posted an Insta story in an outfit. She had that cute little, what are they? I feel like they look like a.
Like.
Kind of a conductor, train conductor
yes.
hats.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
what I would
that's
call it.
That's what they do look like.
Yeah. And so she posted it, and she called it a like she said Nazi chic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I just feel like that doesn't, I don't
girl,
know.
We just so. Went through this. I sat here and I defended you, and you do this again. Like,
I know.
That's just
it's
really
saucy.
Something.
I mean,
but
what?
You just don't joke about
yeah,
you don't.
That's
like,
not
they're
okay.
Just, like, we just went through, like, we did the whole press junket and we said sorry. Like, we did the whole, you know.
Yeah, for
like
all that.
Thank girl, come on.
Yeah, I know. She's doing it again. But hey, and she took it down, yeah. And then she posted it again with a different caption. But yeah, unfortunately, receipts still go away.
It said Elsa Indiana Jones chic.
That's a really great other alternative.
You had a second chance. We could have come up with a wittier,
Do you think she's drunk when she posts this stuff?
No, I just really think that's her.
Because I was watching their stories, and they were like buying alcohol and going out.
But think about it. Like,
No, you don't do that, though. Yeah, no matter what, you don't do it.
I've said so many stupid things that, like, if it were public, like, I would be dragged, you know? But, like, the thing is, like, when you are on a public platform, when you are on a reality show, when you have so many people that are watching, like, you need to be a little more conscious of these things. Not to say that it's right that she did that, but, like, at some point, we need to be a little more conscious of the things that we post publicly. Like,
yeah, I say stupid stuff with my friends. Yeah, say it privately, maybe, if that's still you.
Right.
But no.
Not that it's okay, because it's not.
It's not okay. It's not okay, Stassi. Okay, does anybody else have any tea items we need to discuss?
Any tea?
I mean,
just Lala's picture of her and her
man,
a fish man.
That
she Randall Emmett near the new year.
You're pretty, girl. I think we could have done better. Like, we could have picked like a hotter married guy.
Well, I think I don't think she's looking at the guy. I think she's looking at the
lifestyle,
opportunities, the cars,
the money,
and yeah. The
house. She's acting like they're engaged already, though. Like, I feel like,
yeah,
he still technically has a ring, so we can kind of, you know, call it engaged. It's a wedding ring, but we can say it's an engagement ring.
But the way she's
acting,
everyone else, like, this is how relationships should go. You shouldn't be taking that. La la la.
That is actually hilarious when she gives relationship advice. I'm like, what?
Do you think she'd be into polygamy? I mean, she was in a 3-way relationship.
I don't know.
There's kids involved, though.
That's, I would think
that's
maybe, but not. I don't know.
No, I'm gonna say no.
I would say maybe I'll before, pop you, but now I don't think.
I mean, after the pop, I'm pretty scared for myself.
I think maybe she gained a little bit of self respect, just a little bit.
Yeah,
she
to came be up, like, I no, guess? I'm we'll a see, one man kind of girl, and no one else is having him. Yeah. I think that's which her mindset now.
Very that's funny so. And ironic.
Until next week.
Until next week.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Make sure to comment below if you have any questions, concerns, anything you want to talk about, anything you want us to mention next week or do research on. We are working on getting guests in here, so we will hopefully have someone sitting right there in the next few weeks to chat with us about the show. Thank you guys so much. You guys can find me at anything at TeagueDP. I am Teague Julie Panko.
I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me everywhere at Just Plain Zach. I got some good tweets, so go follow them.
Ooh, yes.
Tweet them, go.
Tweet them. Again, I'm Sarah Serio. Follow me on Twitter at Sarah Serio or on Snapchat and Instagram at S Serio.
Yay. I'm Stacey Olivas. You can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
Amazing. We will see you guys next week. You guys are the best. Have a great rest of your night, week, new year. Woo-woo.
Yay.
Vanderpump.
Woo-hoo. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
It was like one little
buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.